Yes, I am so excited to get into this conversation. How are you doing today, by
I'm
the way?
excited. Let me tell you, okay, funny story.
All right, guys, without further ado, we're going to get into this conversation and I'm going to bring Miss D. Simone on. Say hello to
Hey,
everyone.
Pips, how are you? How are those babies? I hope everyone's doing well. How are you doing?
I am doing great. It's a really nice day today. I live in Mississippi, so the weather has been like crazy. Like one day it's freezing, one day it's raining, one day it's warm, but like today is perfect weather, so I'm in good
That's
spirits
awesome.
today.
Funny story. I lived in Mississippi, Natchez, for a whole year. And wow, what an experience. God bless you.
Yes. 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 So, guys, we're going to get into the conversation. Before we get into like the meat of it, there are two questions that I ask all of my guests, and the first one is, how do you define freedom?
Freedom to me is being your most authentic self and being okay with that fact, like knowing that you're in control of every decision that you make in life and whatever comes of that. It's just merely a part of the journey. Like you stay in control of your thoughts and living in your present moment, and that creates peace and freedom.
I love that. For me, my definition of freedom is definitely like understanding who I was created to be and walking in that, and also allowing other people that same space. Because I know for me, it took me a while to really understand who I was and who I was created to be. So, like, understanding that other people are probably going through that same thing and, just giving them grace in that journey.
Absolutely. Exactly. We're all walking our own walk, you know?
Yeah. And so the next question would be, how do you practice freedom? Because I feel like although our definition might remain the same, like how we have to practice it might change based on what we're going through in different seasons of our lives. So for instance, in this season of my life, I'm practicing freedom by taking whatever life gives me and not letting it defeat me. And also, I've been incorporating more reading, more journaling, and I've also been getting Reiki assessments done. So how are you? Yes, I'm loving it. So how are you practicing freedom in this season?
Well, I'm a parent, Court. I have three children. So, as a parent, we can kind of form this idea of like, I can do better, quote unquote. And I've been practicing like releasing myself of that mindset and reminding myself that I'm doing the best I can. And I'm even if I'm not operating at 100% that day, if cereal is for dinner, then so be it. Nobody can dictate how I choose to live my life. And, maybe it's through yoga or it's practicing breathing exercises, which I do. Fun fact, I have a lemur yoga class coming up. Yep, the animal lemurs. I'm doing yoga with them because that's just something I want to do. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Like, I'm practicing doing things most people, especially of color, are like, girl, what? But, that's something I
Right.
want to do. So, in my freedom journey, I'm just If I can do, if I'm not 100%, I'm my 100%. What that looks like to people is none of my concern, you know?
Yes. Oh my gosh. So when you do that class, I know yoga is such a sacred practice, but if you can like record a little bit of it or at least do a review afterwards, because I'm like, that's so interesting.
Wait. Of course, I'm definitely gonna take videos and I will definitely send them to you. If I'm screaming and running, don't mind me. But it might be great. We'll see how it goes.
Right. Right. That's so interesting. Wow. All right. So we're gonna go ahead and jump into the actual conversations. So one of your many titles is you are an empowerment coach, which love,
Thank
love, love,
you.
love. So with that being said, I do feel know for a fact that you have to feel empowered in other to empower other people. So when would you say you feel most empowered?
That's a great question, and most people don't really ask me that, so I'm thankful that you do. And it's actually when I am teaching is what makes me feel most empowered. So I work at the Boys and Girls Club here in Westside Sanford, where I live, and I'm with third through fifth grade girls. So sometimes they'll come back to me and they'll tell me a story like, oh, Coach D, something happened and my confidence was at stake. You know what I mean? It's little lessons that we've done together, and they'll come back to me and regurgitate whatever I said or that practice we did. Like, Coach D, I woke up and I was just tired. And I got in that mirror like, I am strong. That empowers me to keep going and to know that I'm serving my purpose. So really teaching empowers me. It's a give-give situation. I love it. you know?
Yes, I love that. And I can relate to that in a sense, because at my old job, which was Chick-fil-A, I was a trainer, and like getting that title was already an accomplishment, of course. But like when I was training people, and then once their training was over and I saw them doing like perfectly at their jobs, that really made me feel like, okay, clearly, like, yes, those are their skills, those are their talents, but I helped them like walk into that potential. So I can definitely understand what you're saying. Like, seeing the results of you helping somebody is such an empowering
feeling. That service feeling, you know, like, oh, I'm serving, and that's what we all should thrive. It feels good, you know?
Yes, definitely, for sure. So, like, I know that, well, I only recently discovered like empowerment coaches, influencer coaches, all of that, like within the last few years. So what inspired you to get into this profession?
Well, fun fact, I was in the Army. So while serving, I had a lot of friends or military spouses. They would come to me and they would tell me their problems. And, you know, I would just be using my words and speaking life into them or giving them a practice of some sort. And I was noticing how their reality was shifting and their perception of life was shifting. And I'm like, oh, wait, there's something to this. Our words are powerful. So I can use these in a good way and actually transform the life of someone through merely, you know, my research and giving them words, or whether it's prayer and God put something in my heart and I give it to someone else. How simple, but how grandly rewarding. You know, it's like Jonathan McReynolds, one of my favorites, and the song Cathedral, you know, make a cathedral out of me. That's what it felt like. Like, oh my God, God, you're using me in such a great way just by words. So I explored it more and I started making videos. You know, I started talking to people more and I was like, oh God, I can really get certified and really make this for a profession. So, you know, it was a blessing and I did it, you know, scared a little bit, like, ooh, me, Lord. But yes, why not you, D, you know? So I just went with it and people started to come and it was very much needed and, you know, received very well. So I've just been keeping on, keeping on, as they would say, you know? So I really just fell into it, living life, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, first of all, thank you for your service. I didn't know you were in the Army. My mom, well, pretty much a lot of people in my family are either military or medical or both. And my mom is a mental health nurse in the military.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And so I always tell her, like, y'all are better than me because I just can't do it at all. I really can't. But yeah,
mentally, physically, emotionally, it's something. But I became my best, most disciplined self thanks to the Army.
Yeah, she says that a lot, too. But but hearing your story of how you got into this profession is really crazy, because God will reveal our purpose to us in the most random ways. And it's just like,
won't he do it?
Yes. And like, it's so crazy because when we're like, for me, when I was constantly seeking it and looking at other people's purpose, like it wasn't being revealed to me. And so when I just sat down and was like, okay, God, let me just build a relationship with you. He was like, okay, now you're ready for me.
Absolutely.
So I'm like, ooh, okay. So yeah, hearing the story like of how you fell into your purpose is truly inspiring. And it shows that, like I said, God will reveal it to us in the most random ways.
Yeah, man. Thank you.
Yes. And so in your Instagram bio, I saw that you said embracing your healing journey let me read it verbatim. You said...
Yes. That's great. Someone reading my Instagram bio. This is the first.
Yes. You said embracing your healing through self-love. And so I want to know, why is it important not only to heal, but to embrace your healing?
Well,
because those are two different
things. They absolutely are. And they, yes. And you know what I mean? They can kind of intertwine. It's like, what good would it do to go on this beautiful hike in the forest? There's all these amazing landmarks and twists and turns and beautiful skies. And you do this all with your eyes closed. Now, if you don't see it and feel the landmarks, your journey back down, you could end up either getting lost and frustrated. You don't know which way to go. What happened? You hurt yourself. But if you would have just opened your eyes, you can be down in 20 minutes. And in life, we all go through the ebbs and flows, the good and bad, and the certain and uncertainty. You know, you do it with your heart open. Get the lesson. You got to get the lesson through whatever you go through. That way, when someone else needs to cross that bridge, you can kind of do it of service from a place of experience, not just, oh, well, I heard or I read. You've experienced this thing. So now you can reach and give a hand, or you can give an experience from your life. Just go through it open. You're going to get some moments where, ouch, or some yay moments. Just feel it and see it and have your eyes open to all of it. So that way you're kind of healing and embracing and going through everything kind of together on this journey of life. You know, we all have to do it. All of us, you know? That's just how I see it.
Yeah, I agree. And that kind of reminds me of like letting your past. So I have a quote that says, may the past inform you, not imprison you.
Oh.
And so it's like, yes. So like, I don't know who posted it, but it's on my Pinterest board. And when I was writing your questions, like I made sure I saved that quote to like bring it up. Because for me, I did, for a long time, let my past imprison me. And that's actually how I came up with Freedom Revamped, because, you know, when you're letting something imprison you, you're almost being bound by it. So it's like freeing yourself from those chains. And so letting the past inform you is like learning from your past mistakes, not just holding yourself back.
Absolutely. Did you have a lot of moments where you cried and you're like, Lord, what is going on? What is this? You done drop me in called life. I'm sure you had those moments. Yes.
A lot of them. A lot of them.
It's life. Yeah.
And so, and also just to bring it into the next question, like just being stuck in my past mistakes or being stuck in things that happened to me in the past did play a huge part in how I viewed myself and how I loved or didn't love myself and even how I treated others. So since your bio like brought healing and self-love together, how do those two things kind of intertwine
with right? It's kind of it's that exact sentiment. You know, if you learn to care for a flower, which are, you know, that flowers are all different. If you don't learn how to properly care for the one that you're nurturing, it's going to perish. It's going to die. And it's not that you didn't want to see it flourish and become great. You didn't learn how to properly care for that specific flower. So it's the same with us, with you. You are your own friend. You are your nurturer. You have to take care of you. When you first love yourself enough to like understand who you are, that's the catapult to your confidence, to your decision making and your boundary setting. It's the framework of you. When you learn how to properly care for yourself, but you must love yourself in order to care, like, okay, well, wait a minute, I'm tired of this happening, or enough of this already.
That part.
I'm better than this, or I know better than this. You have to love yourself to get to that moment, and it's gonna be hard. Please, people, believe me, the healing journey sucks sometimes, but if you love yourself enough, you're gonna go through it because you want to see yourself healing. It's a beautiful journey, and those quirks and flaws that you sometimes like beat yourself up about, like, gosh, why is this about me? I guarantee if you ask somebody like, what do you love most about me, it'll be one of those quirks and flaws that you beat yourself up about. People love that about you. It's what makes you you. So embrace it and love yourself enough to be like, all right, I laugh real loud for people next door to hear me. So what? We love that laugh because it's you, you know? So it's that loving yourself enough to heal yourself, to see who you really are. It's a great person. I bet you. You are awesome.
Yes, I love that. And I love how you put the emphasis on you have to love yourself. Yes. Because my sister and I were having a conversation a while ago and she said something similar. She said, you have to get sick of your own mess. So it's like,
come through, Phyllis.
Yes. And it's because so often we get caught up in like super bad habits, and other people see it, and other people will pray for us, and other people will like beg and plead with God for us to, you know, see what we're doing is wrong and see that we can be the person God created us to be. But if we don't see it, if we don't get sick of it, then we're going to continually be stuck in that same
cycle. And even seeing the greatness within us, like, girl, you are a great researcher, or you're great. And we're just kind of like, it's just something I do. No, that is a greatness within you. Embrace it, lean into it. You creating freedom revamped. You know what I mean? Like, that's an amazing thing for you to do. It takes real guts and real preparation. And you know what I mean? Getting all these questions together for little old me, that's a lot. You have to eventually see that greatness within you, you know? So embrace the good too. It's worth it. You're worth it.
Yes. Thank you. Absolutely. Thank you. So I'm going to get into my next question. You are an empowerment coach. And every time I think of empowerment, I always think of women, which is why I came up with this next question. So I want to know, what women inspire you the most?
First and foremost is the Dr. Maya Angelou. Her words, her poetry readings, her speakings, her mannerisms. I've studied her probably more than I probably should. People might think it's weird at this point, but I absolutely adore all things Dr. Maya Angelou. And of course, Auntie Tabitha Brown, what a beautiful spirit and light and love and just happy all around. Tiana Taylor, her dopeness, her fierceness, her I am who I am. I love that about her. Devin Brown, another coach, she's just so peaceful and kumbaya. She speaks to my soul, you know? And then of course there's like women like you, Freedom Revamped. We're out here doing great things. Everybody's not talking gossip and drama. There's really good women out here that's pushing us forward, like yourself. So big up you, Freedom Revamped.
Thank you.
Yes.
I think I have a lot of women that inspire me. Here recently, all the moms in my life, honestly. I was having a conversation on the podcast with my friend Kayla, and we were saying, like, we both grew up in single parent households. Yeah. She has, I think it's two siblings. I have one sibling. So it's like our moms were literally out here, you know, doing the best they could with what they had. And she was saying how we have to learn to like forgive our parents because they're doing what they know how to do and they're learning how to do it better.
Absolutely.
And so all the moms that I've encountered, you guys truly inspire and empower me. My friend Tasha, she's one of the people who's going to tell it how it is. And I really love that about her because she's not afraid to be herself, but she's also, every time she's telling somebody something, it's coming from a place of love. And not everybody is like that. Some people are telling you things to like pull you down, but you can always tell like when people are doing it for a genuine reason. I think those
we need those kind of people. Big up Tasha.
Yes.
You real with Tasha.
Yes. She really is. So the last question I'm going to leave us out with is what impact do you hope to make?
Oh, we're almost done so soon. You know, and that question is kind of what I struggled with most because I kind of just leave it in God's hands. Like, Lord, whatever you have me do, just let me be a vessel and do whatever you have me do. But ultimately, I really, really want to just be a light in the world. It's so dark. You hear all these terrible stories, all this crazy news. If I can just be the light to a single soul, God, am I, you know what I mean? Most satisfied. It's important for people to know that you are enough. And if they only hear it from me, thank you, God. You know what I mean? Like, you're enough. That's my ultimate message. You'll hear me say quite often on IG, it's you are enough. And if people grab that and I make them smile, I'm kind of complete right there. Of course, I teach self-love and confidence and how to become our best self. But if you see a light within me that makes your light want to shine, I've done my job. Thank you, God. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, I love that. And I want to thank you so much for coming to spend time with me today here at Freedom Revamped.
Thank you so much for having me. I was so shocked and so honored that you guys reached out. So thank you so much for having me.
Yes, I really enjoyed the conversation, and I always learn. I learn a lot from our guests, and I was over here taking notes, and then I'm going to play the episode back while I'm editing it, and I'm sure I'm going to find some more gems. But once again, thank you so much. To our listeners, be sure you follow Miss D. Simone on her social medias. I will link them in the description. That's all for today, and until next time, continue to practice freedom.
Thank you.